Okay, here comes Mick at Mick's Bait Shop in Curtis. How you doing, lady?
Doing. How about you, Adam?
Oh, I'm doing pretty good. You know, this is the time of year where there's so much going on, so many outdoor activities, hunting and fishing to choose from. I don't even know where to start. I mean, are you hearing anything that's just gangbusters right now in your neck of the woods for hunting or fishing?
Well, they're getting partridge, woodcock, from there north of Newberry. They're doing pretty good on those. We're getting perch in our lakes. They're getting some walleye out there. And, of course, bear season's still on, too.
Yeah, yeah, there's a lot to talk about. Well, have you heard anything from the fishermen at all on the rivers as well? Because what I'm hearing in your neck of the woods is there's a fair number of fish in, but it's not like a big, giant, huge, massive run.
No, it's just kind of a steady thing. You know, it's slow and steady and just starting to creep up a little more.
You seen any or heard about any catches, good-sized fish?
We're getting some decent perch out there. In the rivers, they're starting to get a few walleyes, and they're getting some muskies and pikes out, too. So.
Oh, okay. Well, let's talk about the lakes right there by you and Manistique, then, if you don't mind. You mentioned a couple of walleye and perch are still doing pretty good?
Yes, yes. That's actually gaining steam. They're into their fall patterns now. So.
And what does that mean?
Well, they get a little more aggressive right before that ice hits.
Yeah, putting on the feed bags? And,
yep.
And, of course, you know, we want to know what they're catching them on.
Minnows and crawlers.
Okay. And perch rigs and walleye spinner rigs,
yep.
Or what? Okay.
Yep. Standard crawler harnesses, perch rigs. You know, chartreuse and green seems to be the color, so which has changed from pink.
Yeah. Okay. Yeah, you were all about the pink a couple weeks ago.
Oh yeah. Yeah. Well, it's kind of changed now.
Well, you'll have to stick around to hear about the big pike and musky fishing, and we got more to get into as well. So stay tuned for the next Outdoor Report with Mick at Mick's Bait Shop in Curtis later this hour right here on The Outdoor Show.